Current State on 90.5 WKAR. This year we've been following a project by a team of filmmakers hoping to make a movie called Eastern Market in Detroit. We've met the writer, co-writer, producer, and director with hopes of being a part of the action from start to finish. Our last installment was in June, so it's time to catch up again. Current State Scott Pohl is here to explain why the wait's been so long since we last talked about this project. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Like lots of independent filmmakers, making movies isn't all these people do. Rich Gutierrez, who wrote and plans to star in Eastern Market, has a day job, too. He runs the Michigan Actors Studio in Ferndale. It's a place where young actors can learn their trade from a professional faculty. Well, if you remember, Mark, the Detroit area was struck by massive flooding when a huge rainstorm hit back in August. The studio suffered major water damage, and fixing the place up has really thrown a wrench into the works. Rich Gutierrez tells me that the movie has had to take a back seat to making repairs and paying for them.
Well, we have Michigan Actors Studio. We're a state-licensed acting school, one of the only ones really in the state of Michigan. And we've been there almost 7 years. We have around 400 students. We have 15 faculty members. And we also have a franchise in there called Comedy Sports, which is improvisation. Two teams go against each other every weekend. And that was also where the production offices were going to be for the movie. So we've been there 7 years, and we just love it there. We love the location. It's in Ferndale, right on 9 Mile Road. And everything was perfect for the last couple of years until this flood hit and then the water came in.
All right, well, let's talk about that. Lots of people will remember that day and the next few days with pictures they saw of cars flooded on I-75 and how bad it got in parts of the Detroit area. What did you find at your location after that flood hit?
Well, I'm going to just go take you back, if I can, just to when the flood actually hit. Because what happened is the way 9 Mile in Ferndale slopes down, whenever it rained a little bit, we'd get some water in the parking lot, but not as much as this, of course. We just kept coming in, and it just kept coming into the studio, and cars were literally floating on 9 Mile Road. And what happened is we have a big garage door. We bring sets in and things like that. And the car floated into that and hit two panels of the door. And what happened is once we had barricaded ourselves in, and all of a sudden the car hit the side of the building and the floodgates were open. We couldn't stop it because the garage door was broken. So all this water flooded.
The garage door was literally a floodgate.
Yeah. Yeah, and if, unfortunately, it flooded we have a 100-seat theater, it flooded that. It flooded 1, 2, 3 classrooms, concessions, prop room, around 7,000 square feet were ruined.
Tell me about what kind of estimate you had for repairs.
Well, I can tell you with the money we lost, we had to close the studio. We just opened last week, and Comedy Sports and all the things that we lost, plus the money we lost, was around $53,000.
And insurance took care of how much of that?
Zero. They would not cover any of it, and right now we're going back and forth, even with FEMA, to get us a loan. So I don't know if we've been turned down once before, and they needed some more information, so we just got some more information. And we're hoping to stay afloat. I hate to use that's a terrible pun. But that's what we're trying to do.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just been unbelievable, and I never would have thought. I mean, I still can't believe it. I don't think I'll ever get over it, just the fact that, you know, you build a business up, and you know, I left for the day. I had left to go to a friend of mine's dad died. I went to the funeral, and it took me 2 hours to get to this funeral. It was raining pretty hard. Then my partner called me and said how bad it was down there, because we were inside at the funeral. We could hear it, but we didn't see it. And then that was, you know, I just can't believe how much rain fell. And, you know, you leave and the business is good and your students were there to go to class and all of a sudden, you know, 24 hours later, you have no business.
Now, at least some of the repair work must have been done by now because you've been able to reopen.
Yes. Our landlord, thank God for our landlord. He came in that night, actually, with his son, and they tried to help us as much as possible. And the next day, he had a team of 6 in there. And they stayed with us for many, many, many weeks. And the problem is we had to pay him back, so we are still paying him back. but he kind of put the money out front for us so we can reopen, which was nice of him.
And you've done some fundraising efforts to try to help soften the blow since then, right?
We did. We did a comedy sports show, and last Friday night, my partner Rachel Belleck and myself did a two-person play, which went very well. So that's helped a little bit. And anybody can donate by just going to the website if they'd like to make a donation, which is just MichiganActorsStudio.com.
All right. Now, let's get back to the movie, Eastern Market.
Yeah.
What has this done to your plans?
Well, two things have really set us back, and this is what this is all about, right? Showing people how hard it is to make a movie in Michigan.
That's right.
Really, anywhere, honestly. Well, we have no production offices right now. So that we haven't really done much. What we did do in this time is finish the script. We have a finalized script. But then the other big blow was one of our executive producers, a good friend of yours, Richard Jewell, is now moving to Chicago. So he will not, I don't know how he's going to be involved. It'll be very difficult. So we're going to get him to get settled in January or February, and then we're going to see his involvement in that. And hopefully by then we'll have a production office and continue the fundraising efforts. We really haven't had a lot of time to do that because we've been really at the studio, I mean, I'm not even exaggerating, at least 12, 14 hours a day trying to get this place going since August, and it's just been crazy. The last month has eased off a little bit, but the movie really has become kind of in the back burner just because we have to get this business going.
Fundraising has to be focused on getting the building up and running again and paying the bills that are associated with that. You can't fundraise for the movie at the same time.
It's just, you know what, Scott, there's just so many hours in the day. You know, it's so many hours in the day, and so it's so stressful. So, yeah, we're just right now trying to get everything back together. We have a big meeting today, actually, at 12 o'clock about the school and the comedy sports and where we're at financially so we can figure out, you know, what to do next with that. So as soon as that is under wraps and we can figure out the Richard Jewell situation and hopefully get a production office again, we'll continue. You know, the movie's ready to go now, at least in the fact that it's written and finalized, so that's a big deal.
You've mentioned Richard Jewell moving to Chicago. He's been working as one of the producers on the film. Have you lost anyone else because of this delay?
No, everybody else is on board. Even gained a couple of people who are going to be helping with like set design and things like that. So we've been, you know, still trying to get people behind us. But getting locations for us won't be a problem between all of us and getting people to work and help. And that's one great thing about the school. If we need, you know, have auditions, usually you have to, you know, rent out a space for auditions. But we have we'll have a full audition studio there. We have a film studio right in the studio. So we can have auditions there. So we can cut down a lot of money on that thing. So it's just some things you're going to have money for to pay actors and, you know, make it the union job. So you're going to have to pay people. And that's where the money's going to come in. But a lot of the costs that a lot of companies have to, you know, find money for, find resources for, we have covered. So that won't be the problem. The problem is really going to get raising money to pay people. Everything else we pretty much can have covered.
Best case scenario, Rich Gutierrez, when might cameras roll? Any idea?
I honestly don't know. You know, our goal was to do it in the winter because a lot of this takes place in the winter. There's just no way that's going to happen now. I don't know. It really depends on the studio and the comedy sports getting those things up and running because that's how we make money, you know, to stay in business. That's our full-time job. That's what we do to survive. And that has to come first right now.
So instead of winter of 14-15, maybe the winter of 15-16?
Yeah, I think that's very doable. I mean, I think that's very doable. And honestly, I would love to, in the summer or fall, hopefully, if we can raise some funds, shoot some interior stuff and have something in the can by then.
Rich Gutierrez is the writer of the movie Eastern Market, part of our series, our ongoing coverage of making a movie in Michigan. Thank you. Good luck with the fundraising so things can get moving again, Rich.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for hanging in there with us. I know it's been tough for you guys, too, because we've been all over the place also just because we, you know, all this blood. But we appreciate it, and thank you.
Well, you know, you agreed from the beginning that we would follow this project all the way to the end, whether the end is collecting your Oscars or we can't make this movie. And this is a stumbling block that unanticipated, but this sort of thing happens.
It does, but we will get through it. And I firmly believe we will make this movie one way or the other.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.